Well, the Big Ten softball tournament offers another chance for underperforming teams to turn heads and possibly earn an NCAA tournament bid. This year, the MSU softball team qualified for the conference tourney for the first time since 2014, but fell to Illinois in the first round. The loss ended all NCAA tourney hopes for the team. It's a contrast with recent seasons. Last year, the team finished second in the College World Series. Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, joins us now. Not exactly the best weekend for softball either, at least here in East Lansing.
But very tough. Very tough. Mark, how you doing?
Softball or golfing or anything like that with the snow we had yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Oh. Crazy. Well, MSU led throughout much of that opening round game against Illinois. Then the seventh inning happened, and just about everything went south. What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, errors. That's what happened, Mark. And if you look at that game, I mean, Michigan State commits two errors in the seventh inning, allowing number seven Illinois to rally for a 3-2 win. Pitcher Christina Zalewski, she was absolutely fantastic, Mark, and has been throughout much of the year. In that game, Mark, she allowed just three hits through the first six innings. Absolutely lights out. And then the seventh inning happens. You know, they give up a leadoff single. That runner then moved on to second base on a sacrifice bunt. Then another single. Then another one. And then Michigan State first baseman Sarah Gutnick. She committed her second error of the game, allowing Jill Nicholas to score. And then second baseman Destiny Luna mishandled a grounder to bring in the winning run. And it's interesting, though, when you look at this matchup between Michigan State and Illinois in that first round, Mark, throughout the weekend, Michigan State did not see Illinois, though, due to a scheduling quirk in recent years, dating back to 2013. So when you have a squad, going against a squad in the postseason with a lot on the line, again, Michigan State needed to go all the way and win the Big Ten Tourney Championship in order to accrue an NCAA bid. That's a lot on the line and a lot of pressure when you're facing a team that you haven't seen in more than 2 years. Mm.
The team finishes one game below 500 for the year. How is Jackie Joseph and her squad looking back at this season?
Definitely successful, without a doubt, Mark. When you look at this squad this season. They are coming off an offseason of drama, if you remember, and I got a chance to chat briefly with Jackie about this not too long ago, about the offseason drama that occurred between the program and Alyssa McBride. Yes. And where Alyssa McBride, former Michigan State softball player, accused the program of trying to intentionally hit her during batting practice one day. There was a lot of drama. Of course, that investigation panned out. There was no wrongdoing found on the part of the Michigan State softball coaching staff. So you have all this drama going into this year. And then what happens? This squad goes back to the Big Ten tourney for the first time since 2014. They're back in the Big Ten tourney for just the third time in the past eight seasons. They finished just, what, one game in back of getting to that 500 mark of maybe 28-28. If they did have a solid weekend, we could have been talking about the first winning season for this squad since 2007. The pitching staff, how about the pitching staff? Other than Zalewski, I mean, they were stacked this entire year, Mark. They actually were ranked fourth in the conference and 21st nationally, and they just lose three players and one starter going into next year. This is a very young team with endless potential, Mark.
So one game below 500, you can still call it a success.
In comparison to recent years, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Minnesota broke Michigan's 19-game winning streak during the tournament championship game this weekend. Did that hurt Michigan in the seeding for the NCAA tournament?
I think it did. It did, but not a lot. I mean, you're grasping at straws here when you talk about being a number one seed or a number two seed. Both are still pretty good. So I think if Michigan would have won yet another Big Ten tournament championship, they would have been a number one seed going to the NCAA tourney. I think the committee looked at it and said, okay, Michigan falls just short. They're riding a 19-game win streak into that game as well. Minnesota nipped them. Give them a number two. That's still very, very good, Mark. So they'll play Valparaiso on Friday, and if they get past that game, they'll play the winner of Notre Dame and Miami of Ohio. So, and they will also, you know, this will take place. This region of the bracket will take place right in their backyard. They will host the Ann Arbor Regional at Alumni Field. It's the third time in 4 years that they've actually hosted it opening round.
32-year Michigan head coach Carol Hutchins is a force in Division I softball. What accounts for her success?
Well, when you talk about being a force, Mark, I think even that statement is an understatement. She is the winningest softball coach in Division I history. It's unbelievable. She accomplished that feat early April of this year. And, you know, it's so crazy because we actually had Kara on Current Sports last week. And she talked about, you know, I asked her, I mean, what does that mean to you, being the winningest coach in D1 softball history? And just like all the greats do, they say, you know, it's nice and all, but, hey, it's all about championships. Mm-hmm. It's all about looking toward the next challenge. And when you look at what she's built throughout her 32-year history with this program, Mark, it is really remarkable. And I always look at how she coaches the young women that come through her program. She's very laid back. She's very relatable. But at the same time, she's very intense and competitive. And, you know, the players who come through her program, they want to win for her. It's such an interesting relationship that she garners with the, you know, the individuals who come through her program. And also, you know, she does have ties right here to Michigan at Michigan State, Mark. She played basketball and softball right here at Michigan State. She is an alum.
Player too.
A basketball player as well. And she got her degree from here. She played, I believe, 3 years here at Michigan State, basketball and softball, back in the 70s. So we also chatted about, you know, how it's kind of a catch-22 with her being a longtime head coach out at U of M, but also having ties right here.
Shifting gears, the NBA draft happens June 23rd in New York. Former MSU men's basketball player Denzel Valentine hopes to hear his name called. But before he steps onto an NBA floor, he will have already tested his game against some of the league's best. Tell us about Denzel's good fortune here.
This is unbelievably cool, Mark. I mean, to see this young man, you know, bred right here in Lansing, from Lansing Sexton to now, you know, going to the NBA for sure. But, again, it was announced over the weekend that he has now been chosen for the USA Basketball Select Team. Now, the Select Team scrimmages and trains against Team USA in the weeks leading up to the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Mm. How cool is that? And if you remember another local tie, Draymond Green, former Michigan State hoop great here, he was on the 2014 Select Team in preparation for the 2014 FIBA World Basketball Cup. And he is now, Draymond, is a finalist to make the roster for the Olympic team this year. It just shows you how many strides he's taken throughout his basketball career as well, Mark.
We got less than a minute, Al. Summarize where you think the Tigers are at right now. We pulled out a win yesterday, but by and large, I watched a few games last week. By and large, the Tigers seem to be struggling. Overall, what do you think?
Bad. It's just a bad team right now, Mark. I got to call it like it is. You know, and everyone's calling for the head of Brad Ausmus right now, because this team has not performed up to the level of expectation. It's so early in the baseball season to make hard assumptions like that, but they've got a lot of holes in the boat right now, Mark.
Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports. You hear it weekdays at 1 p.m. on AM 870 WKAR. He's also the host of Current Sports on TV. WKAR-TV airs every Thursday night at 10:30. More on college softball and the Tigers later today. Thank you, Al. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Mark.